Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Parts of the federal government have shut down. We have the story.
Teen arrested after a shooting in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A man was stabbed during an argument in South Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
The deadline to fund the government has passed.
Workers and services deemed non-essential, like government parks and museums, will now close. With the government shutdown, essential services like law enforcement and military will still be operating, but workers will likely not get paid until the government reopens. Congressional Republicans and Democrats failed to come to an agreement in a stopgap measure to keep the government open until late November. Democrats wanted health care provisions to be included in the package in exchange for their votes to get the necessary 60 votes to break a Senate filibuster. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the White House declaring an imminent government shutdown after the Senate failed to pass a spending bill to keep federal agencies funded through November 21st. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran, speaking on the Senate floor.
We can't pass a continuing resolution because there are those who want to bring other issues into the bill. Could those bills, those other issues, not be considered at a later time? Seems to me that passing appropriation bills, the federal government functioning, is one of the primary necessities and responsibilities of the United States Senate, of the Congress of the United States.
The vote fell 55-45. Three members of the Democrat caucus crossed the aisle, voted with Republicans. Only one Republican voted against the measure. That was Senator Rand Paul.
A man was hospitalized following a stabbing in South Wichita.
It happened early Tuesday morning in the 3100 block of South St. Paul near 31st and Meridian. Police say a man was upset over missing money and took his mother's phone, biting her when she objected. The woman's brother got involved and the two men were arguing in the street before the man allegedly stabbed his uncle in the stomach. He was transported to the hospital with critical injuries. The suspect was arrested and now faces multiple charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A teenager arrested following a shooting yesterday morning in South Wichita in a Quick Trip parking lot at Pawnee and Meridian. Suspect and the man who were shot, part of a group that got into a fight in the parking lot. A 16-year-old allegedly shot a 23-year-old man, and that victim was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. The teenager was arrested on charges of aggravated battery and a juvenile in possession of a firearm.
Wichita sees a growing problem involving teenagers with guns and a willingness to use those weapons in violent confrontations. Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan tells 12 News parents have a responsibility in protecting the public and also their kids from life-changing decisions.
Yes, you need to invade their privacy. You need to know what's in their backpacks, what's in their rooms, what's in the vehicles that they drive. You need to take an interest in who are they with, what are they doing, and who are they communicating with online.
So far this year, WPD has arrested 94 juveniles with firearms.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at the tag office situation with County Treasurer Brandy Bailey. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
She's wanting to consolidate the two main tag offices into one mega site. over on Douglas, and then expand opportunities throughout the community. I think she's looking at a total of 8 different satellite locations around the community to expand access. So she'll have some budget savings to consolidate the offices.
Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The baseball postseason is underway, so we'll take a look at what happened last night on the first night of competition coming up in sports.
President Trump takes aim at so-called woke policies in the military. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time is 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, and 59 degrees. At least 69 people have been killed in a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in the central Philippines' Cebu province, has declared a state of calamity after the earthquake struck, damaging buildings and churches, cracking roads and bridges. Rescuers are sifting through rubble for survivors as authorities rush to deliver aid and restore electricity and communication lines in the Philippines.
President Trump taking aim at woke policies in the military during an address to top Pentagon commanders.
President Trump says his administration is reawakening a warrior spirit.
From the cavalry that tamed the Great Plains to the ferocious, unyielding power of Patton Bradley and the great General Douglas MacArthur.
But the president warned of an enemy within and troops needed to protect police and property in American cities.
We should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military.
President Trump says he's ending political correctness in the military because the purpose of the military, he says, is not to protect feelings, but to protect the republic. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A mother in St. Charles, Missouri, is being accused of killing her own son.
47-year-old Krista Roy is charged with first-degree murder after police say she shot and stabbed her son to death over the weekend in their St. Charles home and later tried to kill herself. Court documents reveal Roy admitted to shooting her son while he was sleeping Saturday and then lying down next to him and stabbing him repeatedly. Police discovered the teen's body Monday after being requested for a welfare check. St. Charles County Prosecutor Joe McCullough calls this one of the most disturbing cases he's ever seen.
You would think that if your motherly instincts would kick in and you would try to do something to save him, and instead she went and got a knife and stabbed him several times to ensure that he died.
Roy is being held on a $1 million cash-only bond in St. Charles. Max Deeknight, Fox News.
Tonight marks the beginning of the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur.
10 days ago, Rosh Hashanah marked the Jewish New Year, also known as Yom HaDin, a day of judgment. For the 10 days after Rosh Hashanah, Jews pray to be inscribed in the Book of Life for the coming year. And tonight, that 10-day period of repentance and reflection culminates with Yom Kippur. It's the Jewish Day of Atonement. It is a day marked with fasting, and that includes abstaining from water as well for just about 25 hours. Many Jews wear white on this day and attend services at synagogues around the world. For those honoring the day, we say, may you have an easy fast. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An internet blackout hit Afghanistan Monday, with local media reporting a potential nationwide cut of fiber optic services as part of a Taliban crackdown on immorality. It's the first time Afghanistan has experienced a shutdown of this kind since the Taliban seized power in August of 2021. KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now starting to back up in that road construction area right now, especially eastbound on Kellogg, that construction at the Central Business District. Backup goes back to Seneca at the moment. Remember, that also affects westbound traffic as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Happy October 1st.
Yay! Yes,
first day of October. It's here. Yeah, one of my favorite months out of the year, but it's also a month where we can typically get snow. We usually get our first fall frost in the month of October, on average anyway. Usually that's October 26th. And I don't see anything like that coming down the pipeline. We're going to have some more warm weather to finish off this week. And then there's a cold front that's going to be coming in on Sunday to bring us a chance Sunday night and early Monday for some showers and thunderstorms. It'll cool down some next week, but not to a level where I think we need to be concerned about our first fall frost or a freeze. So this year it's either going to be right on schedule or perhaps maybe a little bit later than normal. But again, we don't see a fall frost coming up anytime soon. 84 for the high today, mostly sunny. We'll have light winds. The low tonight, 62. There'll be a bit of a south breeze tomorrow with a high getting up to 86. And then Friday and Saturday, we have some stronger winds. Gusts will be up around 25 to 30. And it's still very summer-like with Friday's high up to 87. We're not warming up for any record highs right now, but it is just a little bit warmer than maybe you'd like to have going into October. Right now in Wichita, we've got a mostly clear sky and 60 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
I would agree that October is my favorite month here in South Central Kansas, as well as yours, because most of the time you just get almost every day is fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful weather.
Yeah. So, yeah, low humidity, cool yeah. nights, usually a warm afternoon. If you're lucky, maybe you'll get some rain mixed in, but it's a good month.
All right. Thank you, Ross. That's the forecast there with Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. 7:13, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. High temperature in Wichita yesterday, 83 degrees, normal high 78, so we were warmer than normal. And it was on this is October 1st, on this date in 2006, Wichita set its all-time record high temperature for the month of October when the mercury soared to 97 degrees. First day of October, 2006. And it was 54 years ago today, 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. Now, Walt Disney is 54 years old in Orlando.
His big second.
The second one.
Huge entertainment venue for Walt. It worked out for him. He bought a bunch of swampland and turned it into a paradise.
63 years ago, 1962, the Beach Boys released their debut album, Surfin' Safari.
Hey! How's
that? The Beach Boys. 1962. Okay.
What a great sound.
The big birthday today, and I'm sure you got this in the blurb, but I'm going to go ahead and spill it anyway. Julie Andrews is 90 today. 90. She has garnered numerous accolades throughout her career, spanning over 8 decades, including an Academy Award for Mary Poppins, a British Academy Film Award, 3 Emmy Awards, 3 Grammy Awards, 7 Golden Globe Awards, as well as nominations for 3 Tony Awards.
She's a legend.
She's got it pretty well covered there, almost every aspect of it. So, yes, happy birthday to Julie Andrews. She is 90 years old today. I've never seen Mary Poppins. The only thing I've really seen her and I can remember is Americanization of Emily.
Emily, yeah.
Which is a really interesting movie. I thought she was great in that. Now, she has like four octave vocal ability, is that what they call it, or 4 or 5? I mean, she can get up there when she sings. She can really get up there. You know what about that stuff? I don't know anything about it, but
I just know she's got a beautiful voice. Or she did before she had that stupid throat surgery.
Oh, that's right.
That basically finished her singing career.
No. Well, she's turning 90 years old today.
Oh, bless her heart.
Julie Andrews. 7:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. We'll start out with Major League Baseball. The playoffs are underway. We had 4 back-to-back-to-back-to-back playoff games yesterday to get things going. And the postseason, get to see how these series all began. Swing and a line drive. Ripped right field. Back on! Lead-off homer, Shohei Ohtani, a low liner over the right field fence. And just like that, the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Shohei explodes immediately.
On ESPN, Shohei Ohtani hit 2 home runs in Game 1 against the Reds last night. So did Teoscar Hernandez. Los Angeles built an 8-0 lead on Cincinnati and held on to win 10-5. the Dodgers can advance to the division series against the Phillies with another win over the Reds tonight.
He got him, and the Red Sox rally from behind and take game one of this wild card 3-1.
On ESPN, the Red Sox trailed the Yankees 1-0 until the seventh inning after New York manager Aaron Boone lifted starter Max Fried. After 6 1/3 scoreless innings, the Red Sox broke through. Masataki Yoshida hit a two-run pinch-hit single off Luke Weaver. Alex Bregman added an RBI double in the ninth. Yankees loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth, but Boston closer Aroldis Chapman escaped the jam. Sox will try to advance past the Yankees tonight. I'm Jared Max.
Yeah, here you go. Your starting pitcher goes 6 1/3 shutout innings. Let's take him out. The Yankees deserve to lose when you do stuff like that. Yeah. All right. And the other winners yesterday, the Chicago Cubs and the Detroit Tigers also won yesterday. Open up those best of three playoff series. Same schedule today. Back to back to back to back. Four playoff games today. And we'll see if anybody advances or if we get the series tied up. All right. Let's go to college football. It's the weekly edition of the K-State Coaches Show, K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach of the Wildcats. That's at 7 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State is coming off a win and getting ready to head out on the road, go down to Waco to take on Baylor on Saturday morning. Another morning kickoff for K-State. So a lot to talk about on the K-State Chris Klieman radio show tonight. Up in Wildcat football at 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Pro football, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. Back-to-back wins after those two losses to begin the season. Some thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs from Rich Gannon after that win over the Ravens on Sirius XM NFL Radio.
I think there are a lot of encouraging signs. I mean, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown scored his first touchdown. You mentioned Rice getting close. The defense had two takeaways in each of the last two games. They had zero takeaways the first two games. I mean, I think there's some encouraging signs that this team, is going to be competitive down the stretch.
All right, we'll get some more thoughts from Rich Gannon, former Chiefs quarterback, by the way, as we go on into the next hour as well. Birthday today. Speaking of the Chiefs, birthday today for Coach Mack, John Makovic. Birthday today. He is 82 years old. Former head coach of the Chiefs for 4 years in the mid-1980s. In his final year, it was his best season with the Chiefs. They went 10-6, but then they lost in the playoffs to the New York Jets, 35-15. Chiefs' first postseason game in 15 years, and they dumped him. Owner Lamar Hunt did not get along with Mack, nor did several of the key players, and they fired him after the season. Good season, but it ended with a 20-point loss to the Jets, and I think Lamar Hunt had enough. Coach Mack. John Makovic, former Chiefs coach. It's his birthday. He is 82 years old today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC's East, newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. Hey, when you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
House call for help with Steve and Ted. Major cardiac episodes are not as spontaneous as they seem. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning, October 1st. 59 degrees. The government shut down at midnight for the first time in almost 7 years. After Democrat and Republican senators failed to reach a compromise. Fox's Chad Pergram reports from Capitol Hill.
The Senate took a test vote on a bill to run the government for 7 weeks, the vote 55-45, but they needed 60 yeas. However, three Democrats sided with the GOP. John Fetterman, Catherine Cortez Masto, plus independent Angus King. He caucuses with the Democrats. Schumer got nothing in return after helping the GOP avoid a shutdown in March that infuriated liberals. Most federal workers are furloughed, but not the military and those working in national security. Air traffic controllers are on the job, and benefit checks still go out.
President Trump threatened to fire employees and cut programs Democrats like if they didn't agree to a Republican funding extension. Democrats have been pushing for a tax credit extension that would keep health insurance costs from rising.
The superintendent of Comanche County Schools has resigned following allegations of sexual harassment. The board accepted Ty Thurow's resignation Monday. Thurow allegedly made inappropriate comments and touched a student this spring while also serving as the girls' golf coach at South Central High School.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county is facing a significant challenge over funding from the Kansas Department of Corrections. Sedgwick County is the county with the biggest needs, more than 1,100 felony offenders on our rolls. Beatty compares the way Johnson County and Sedgwick County are treated by the state.
They're getting $1 million increase. Sedgwick County's getting a 40% decrease, over $2 million, and it will decimate programming here. So we are making public appeals to the governor's office, to the KDOC secretary, and to the state legislature to help us here. And we're going to be talking about this a lot.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen Head of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
More than 500 people joined together for a memorial in Cranford, New Jersey, honoring two teenage girls who were allegedly struck and killed by a driver that neighbors accuse of stalking one of the victims.
On Monday at 5:30 in the afternoon, the driver of a black Jeep Compass SUV allegedly mowed down the two 17-year-old girls who were on bikes, the force sending them flying over 100 feet down the road. The driver took off. Residents tell us the bike stuck underneath might have disabled the SUV about half a mile down the road, where they say the driver was arrested. Then came word the driver, also a 17-year-old, knew one of the victims and had been, in their words, stalking her for months. Others tell us the driver is related to the police chief of a neighboring town and had been repeatedly appearing at the victim's home prior to this. In Cranford, New Jersey, Arthur Chien, Fox News.
October 1st means some new laws take effect.
New laws across the country include Texas prohibiting THC sales to anyone under 21. California implements a grace period before CHP begins citing EV drivers for driving alone in so-called clean air carpool lanes. In Connecticut, a new law clarifies an officer's use of a taser does not constitute deadly force. In Washington State, a new sales tax on services takes effect to help fund the state's latest budget. States including Maryland and Montana also implementing data and privacy laws. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered clouds this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Southeast breeze between 10 and 20 and a high of 84. A few clouds in lower 60s tonight. Sunny and warm, maybe hot. You tell me. Thursday's high 87, sunny, breezy, and hot Friday with a high near 90, about the same as we head into the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And we have a clear sky and a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted of the Morning Show, number 7025.
7025.
7025, starting out in January, in the last century, back in the 20th century there.
Yep.
And here we are this morning on a Wednesday morning, first day of October. A new poll found Americans are the number one target for scammers. This surprised you?
We just talked about this with the money tracker, Don Grant.
Yeah. Average person in the U.S. deals with 25 iffy messages a week. Or 3 to 4 per day. Wow. That includes 9 calls per week, another 9 emails, and 7 scammy text messages. I don't get that many.
I don't think I get that many.
But they're saying this is an average. Whoa. If you add it up, it's more than 1,000 bogus messages a year.
That's fun to spend time in my life doing that.
They polled people in different countries. And on average, Americans get targeted twice as much as everyone else. Brits are a close second at 21 times per week. There's always somebody there with a handout saying, hey, gimme. Well, I had something happen on television last night. I actually witnessed this. The Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in its 43-season history last
really?
Night. Contestant Christina Derejevnik from Stamford, Connecticut, won a cash prize of $1,035,155.
That's pretty good for a night of wheel.
Plus, trips to Montana.
Oh!
And Tokyo. She's the fourth contestant in the show's history to earn the $1 million prize, and the first since Ryan Seacrest took over as host.
Okay.
Christina's winning puzzle was Pack of Coyotes.
Ooh.
In the Living Things category. So she figured it out.
Good. Nailed it.
Walked away with $1 million.
How about that?
That's pretty exciting.
A wheel action.
That's pretty exciting.
I got to do a little fact checking too. We talked an hour ago about Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
And I posed the question, was Piggly Wiggly ever in Wichita? Went back and looked. Yes, Piggly Wiggly had several stores in Wichita throughout the 1920s into the 1930s.
How about that? Because that's way before our time.
Up and down Broadway and up and down Douglas and Main Street. So, yeah, there were Piggly Wigglies here in town long, long ago. But not since the 1930s.
And I wonder when it was at the height of its presence, how many stores they had across the country. Didn't have that part of it, though, huh?
Well, if they had 12 or 15 in Wichita, they must have had tons of stores back in the day.
I don't remember my mom and dad ever talking about Piggly Wiggly, but I'm sure they knew about it, knew it, and probably saw stores here in Kansas. All right.
But, I mean, that was back in the day when grocery stores were small and neighborhoodish.
Yes.
They weren't mega stores like they are now.
Did you have a
small... And you asked the guy behind the counter to get you everything, and they brought it out to you.
Did you have a store over in College Hill when you were growing up?
The store we went to was Mr. D's IGA in the Boulevard Plaza.
Which was probably not a huge store.
Near Lincoln and Jordan. Yeah. No, it was a small store.
Yeah. Well, there was one. I was saying, Shelley and I lived on Woodland after we got married. First, we were married in north of 18th, right there at 18th and Woodland. And there was a store there for years. It was a Woodland Market, a small store.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an IGA about six blocks down on Jeanette. But the lady behind the counter, she always liked to see Scott coming in there. It was an older lady. I can't remember her name. But she'd always give him a piece of candy whenever he came. And he was still, he was 3 years old at the time. But it was a nice little store. Yeah. And I remember it when I lived in Kingman as a kid, there was a smaller store up about three blocks north of our house where we'd go in there and buy some candy cigarettes and things like that. And the memory I have of that one is that right outside that store one afternoon, my brother Mike decided he and this other guy were going to have a fight.
Oh, no.
Now, they were 10. Maybe 8, 10 years old. It was very interesting. My brother was a wrestler. He'd just wrestle him to the ground, and that was it. So nothing really bad happened there. Now, what can we expect with this huge government shutdown? Well, not so much. The most significant shutdowns include over the years, 35-day shutdown, 2018 and 19, during the first Donald Trump administration. That was caused by a dispute over expanding barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border. The 21-day shutdown of 1995-1996 during the Bill Clinton administration over opposition to major spending cuts. And the 16-day shutdown in 2013 during the Barack Obama administration caused by a dispute over the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, ACA. The other seven shutdowns lasted five or fewer days. So there's been a number of shutdowns over the years. And today, during the 2013 shutdown, financial rating institution Standard & Poor's said the shutdown had taken $24 billion out of the economy and shaved at least 0.6% off the annualized fourth quarter 2013 GDP budget. So, bottom line, we will have postal service during this strike. No interruption there. The military is going to be on. And what's the other? Oh, the Social Security. You're going to get your monthly check. Not check, but your monthly statement.
Okay, so you're telling me it's not going to be like the purge where it's just, no government, everyone for themselves. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not going to be that.
Of course, you know who else gets their checks?
Yes, Congress.
Members of Congress.
Members of Congress.
They wrote it into the law that they don't get exempt from getting their paychecks during a government shutdown. Why didn't that make people mad? It makes me mad.
Should, but people don't realize that, I guess. But let's think about it for just a minute, okay? These guys are elected to do what?
Oh, represent the people.
Represent the people.
Represent us.
And we would hope that they can come up, and you know, most people can. I have a budget at my house,
mm-hmm.
I know, and I can manage it. Of course, my wife and I, we don't disagree on things, but we get it done. We have common goals. Why can't grown men and women get together and hash something out every year instead of going through this Mickey Mouse thing every five or six months? And as I understand it, there are persons who are going to lose their jobs. Now, some of those are just it's like going on a furlough. They don't work, but they're going to get back pay. You know?
Yeah.
But you get a great point. If you and I don't do our job, we don't stay here. It's been a fact of life. I've been in workforce for over 55 years, and I always understood this. If I didn't do my job, I was gone.
You're out. You're out the door.
Here's another thing to think about. The two times that I've lost my job, I was doing my job and doing it better than everybody else.
And still.
But I still got fired.
Shown the door, yeah.
Now, if you're in Congress, basically, you never succeed or never do anything. Well, I'm not going to say never because they do pass a lot of laws.
No, I really don't.
The ones you don't know about, though, Ted, the little ones over there, those are pretty much okay.
Congress has basically just become a rubber stamp for which party is in the White House.
But you're good. It's always that way. And, you know, what can you do about it? You can't do it.
If you're in Congress, you would say, yes, you can. There's an election every 2 years or every 6 years. You have the power to control.
Oh, yeah.
That's the answer from that side of it.
Okay, so when's the last time we elected a...
That somebody was unseated?
Somebody was unseated.
Not very often.
They all get reelected. When you get in there, let's face it, it's a job where you get a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it not so good, but you get a lot of attention.
Which is why they do stuff like this, a government shutdown.
Your paycheck keeps going.
If they actually passed a budget, it wouldn't be on the news. Yeah. But if you're dug in your trench and, I can't let the other side win, that gets you on the news. Of course, they love the attention.
Yeah, it's always the other guys who are at fault.
That is correct.
You know, is there any way we could do something where we could blame somebody every time we do something wrong?
Well, that's what America pretty much is now, especially with social media.
Of course, when something happens bad here, you usually look at me like I'm to blame. I usually am. But on the other hand,
there's plenty of blame to go around.
The thing is, we can blame each other. I can see here Ted really screwed that up. And the next thing
you know,
you're doing a great.
The thing is, I know it.
Yeah, we know.
We know when we're screwing up.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's just like Sheldon on the Big Bang Theory said. You know, I'm a very intelligent guy. If I was mistaken, don't you think
I would know? Yeah.
So we know. But people talk about term limits. Who's going to do it?
Well, they aren't.
They're not going to do term limits.
No.
Now, there we go. Good old U.S. democracy working at its best. I said it something when I was doing commentaries years ago. This has been 15, 20 years ago. I said democracy's dead.
I remember you saying that.
It's dead. It doesn't work anymore. And it really, you know, that big operation called federal government, it kind of runs itself. And sometimes it doesn't run very well. But there you go. We are not going to solve that problem today, Ted.
No, apparently not.
No. So why don't we just go on here? Coming up, where to locate a new nuclear power plant in Kansas.
Now, see, there's a real story.
There's something to think
about.
Exactly. Wichita Business Journal's Kirk Semenoff coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS 748 here on this Wednesday morning. First day of October. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission looking at changes in the county's tag offices.
Two.
16-year-old arrested after shooting a man in South Wichita.
One.
No agreement in Congress. Parts of the federal government are shut down, and they did that at midnight. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, two big traffic backups at the moment. Both of them road construction areas. One of them, the northbound I-235 approaching the
Road construction at the North Junction. The other one eastbound on Kellogg approaching the road construction at the Central Business District. That backup right now goes almost all the way to West Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 84 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 64. And then on Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 87 degrees. Getting up near 90. Now a clear sky, south wind at 5 miles per hour. 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Driverless vehicles are heading to our nation's capital.
Fox on Tech.
Washington may now be ready for self-driving cars. Amazon-owned autonomous taxi company Zoox is expanding to the East Coast and is picking the nation's capital to next deploy test fleets. The company has already been testing their driverless cars in places like San Francisco. Zoox test cars are SUVs outfitted with their autonomous tech and still make use of human safety drivers. Their actual vehicles, however, are not like anything you've likely seen before, resembling more of a streetcar with no driver tools and an open seating cab with personal comfort settings. Zoox is already fully operating in Las Vegas. Rides are hailed via the Zoox app. Testing in D.C. gives Zoox the chance to try their tech in a city with a particular style and pattern of roadways, along with functioning in mid-Atlantic weather, which, especially in winter, could bring challenges such as ice and snow. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street ended September with a rush.
Stocks gaining steam before the closing bell and ending higher on the last trading day of the month and quarter as a potential government shutdown looms. Stocks finishing the month and quarter with gains, with the Dow notching its fifth straight positive quarter, defying September's weak history. Shares of Pfizer jumped 7% after President Trump said that the pharma giant will cut the price of all of its prescription drugs sold to Medicaid and will introduce all new prescription drugs at a most favored nation price. The Dow winners, Nvidia, Merck, and Amgen. The Dow declined, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 82 points for its eighth record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 69. S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Where to locate a new nuclear power plant in Kansas? Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The search is on in Kansas for a location for a new type of nuclear power plant. TerraPower, a nuclear innovation company founded by Bill Gates, will soon begin scouting out potential sites for an advanced nuclear power plant within Evergy service territory in Kansas. Evergy, TerraPower, and the Kansas Department of Commerce signed a memorandum of understanding last week. An Evergy spokesperson said the company expects to announce an outcome sometime next year. A site will be selected based on community support, physical characteristics, existing infrastructure, and whether the site meets requirements to gain a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Another Andy's Frozen Custard is planned for the Wichita area, this time in Derby. It'll be the fourth area location, and shock of all shocks, in Derby it'll be on Rock Road, between the Sandbox and the planned Seven Brew Coffee drive-thru. Plans are in front of the Derby Planning Commission now, which will vote on it on Thursday. Andy's declined to share the cost of construction for a new location, but a recent similar store in San Antonio went up for $1.9 million. Plans in Derby are for 20 to 25 employees with an opening sometime in the second quarter of 2026. And a coffee shop is going into a first floor space downtown in Wichita that used to house the Legacy Antique Mall. Mohammed Rucknuddin has signed a lease to open Coquetry Maison at the southwest corner of Douglas and Emporia. The building was purchased by Kochner Garvey Capital Partners in 2022 and renovated for new offices for itself, Netability, and Keycentrics. But the first floor space has remained vacant while upper floors are in use. If you're wondering, coquetry means flirty behavior, and maison is French and means house. Opening day for the flirty coffee house is scheduled for December 27th. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Southwest corner, that'd be just to the west of where we used to have the old KFH station there in the Carey House.
That's, yeah. Yes, sir.
I know the area. I used to step over the winos down there. That's what we called them in those days. I know that's not politically correct, but the homeless folks. 753, Steve, today. You know, they talk about nuclear power, and I've seen some things where that could make a comeback. They've solved a lot of the problems and made it a lot safer, I understand. Have you heard that as well, Kurt?
Yeah, and I haven't done a lot of reading on TerraPower, but it's supposed to be some sort of new type of nuclear power plant, new, safer, more more environmental friendly. So I want to do more reading on it. It doesn't sound like it'd be in this area of Kansas, but you never quite know. You never know what they're going to find and who would be in favor of it.
Well, you know, if they need water to run a plant like that, we'll have plenty of...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Cheney Reservoir, good to go for years ago. All right.
That's true.
Maybe.
Got a lot of empty space out at Town West.
Yeah. There's a good say. Hey.
Right by the big ditch. There's your water source. We're ready to go, man.
That'd be a good thing.
All of West Wichita would be clamoring for a nuclear power plant.
Oh, man. Big Mitch.
We just like the Simpsons. There you go. Nice nuclear power plant. Get a despot to run it. We're all good.
And everybody in West Side will glow in the dark.
Hey. How about
today is, I'm going to celebrate today. It's the International Day of Older Persons. You know, we're fortunate to have older people around us, whether they're family, friends, or just general acquaintances. Older people are fonts of wisdom, experience, and storytelling. And by the way, with my grandchildren, I can tell you, totally ignored when it comes to all that. So, Older Persons Day. Kirk, do you know any older persons other than yours truly?
Well, you are a general acquaintance to me, Steve. I'm trying to think of others.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I can get some sort of a title for that. The oldest person in town. All right, sir, thank you. And we will check with you again next hour, Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Seminoff. All right, 8 o'clock hour this morning. We got some things planned for you this morning, so stay right here and listen to Steve and Ted. We, in the 8 o'clock hour, parts of the federal government are shutting down. We'll tell you about that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at the baseball playoffs getting underway. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur, as always.
Yeah, another big-time edition of the Blur, including a huge birthday today. And we'll have some good music coming your way. Entertainment news in the Blur, that'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather, it's calming your way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.